The essence of the light is to guide our walk. There can be problems outside us. There must not be problem within. Don't protect corruption. Don't edge corruption. Don't face corruption. Expose it. Let light shine on it.
The words that I speak unto you are spirit and life, meant to make you grow. The light of God shines in every heart that desires to know God in His true nature. You are welcome to this divine feast at the table of the Lord as we journey from one level of faith to another by the revelation of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Through His minister, Reverend Busuyi Olabode, we believe you'll be richly blessed.
I want us to know that the issue that pertains to our salvation is of utmost importance to God, that He always wants to discuss it with us. He wants to make it known to us so that we can make it known to our world. If it's not known, if it's not known or revealed to us, then our whole world and generation is in jeopardy, because salvation belongs to God, and salvation only comes from God. There is no other place, no matter how dark a day is, no matter how terrible a day is, no matter what confusion light in a day is, there is no answer. There is no permanent answer to it than the salvation that is in Jesus Christ. Amen. And when we say that, we are not saying it religiously, because not are things to say because you are a Christian. Amen. Let's welcome this great man of God in the house this morning. You are welcome, sir. Amen. You know, everybody, we are born to be partisan. We are naturally born to be partisan. It means you're going to defend your territory. Man is born to defend his territory. You can see, even in the animal world, you see two lizards. There is no house. There is no wall, physical wall. There is no fence. But you find them fighting. They are not fighting over food. They are fighting over territory. Hallelujah. So, and that is the instinct for survivor. If you don't have such instinct, your type will disappear. Your species will go into extinction. So it's put in animals to naturally compete or fight for their territorial integrity. And so, man also have that thing, that if you are born, even as low as it is, has to do with being born of the flesh, or being born as a man, if you are a Yoruba man, there's a way you have a tendency to defend the Yoruba integrity. You feel the Yoruba race is the best in Nigeria. Right? Amen. You see an Igbo man, you see everything wrong with the Igbo man. You see an Hausa man, you see everything wrong with the Hausa man. And it's just because it's natural. Amen. So if you are a Christian also, if you are a Muslim, you're just going to find that you find yourself reacting like that. You are born a Muslim. And then the same thing that looks as if it's derogatory to Islam, you react. Hallelujah. So coming down to our own territory of faith, if anybody says anything also that seems to demean your own position in the gospel, you react. But you see, for God, all of us are wrong. As I said, there's none righteous, no, not one. There is no one that seeketh after God. Everything we do is of a human standpoint. But for salvation, it belongs to God. Are we in the house together? It belongs to God. So it's not an human agenda that you can say, no, God has it and God brought it. and God defend it. Or let me say, God witness it. Because saying defending it is by witnessing it, to establish it that this is mine. This is mine. And it's only when man assesses what is mine that he will get what he won't be able to get by himself on any other ground. So nothing can change man, nothing can transform man, nothing can solve the man's problem except God's own salvation. Hallelujah. And that's what God used the prophet, especially Isaiah, to declare. That behold, I make known my salvation. Otherwise, what you see me do among you is not my salvation. It's what you want me to do. Now, I want to do my own thing. And that is what is put in the last day's agenda. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And that's why it's at this time that God's intention is to make it known to us. That is how we can make it known to others. Paul said, when it pleased God, who chose me to reveal his son in me, that I may preach him or make him known among the Gentiles. So it's God's pleasing to want to see that he makes this salvation revealed in us. You can't publish what you don't have. And this is not a mental transfer like you go to school. It's a personality transfer. It's a nature transfer. You know, if you want to publish or you want to talk about, you want to be a writer, you want to be an artist, you go to school and learn it. You learn the skill of it, you learn everything, and you write based on that principle to the world of art or artist. Amen. If you're in academics, praise God. You go to school, you learn about it, you learn the requirement, you learn how to present it to meet up with the standard of this scholastic world. Are we in the house, please? Praise God. You can't write a paper, I want to publish it and go and give a layman to say, read it. Is it good? No. It's approver. It's not approver. Are we in the house, please? Praise the name of the Lord. So God is the one who has salvation and is the only one who can make it known. And he has made it known through his son. He actually has made it known. But we don't yet know his son. So knowing his son is knowing salvation. When you know the son of God, the way the son of God. You know when I say the son of God, it means all kinds of things. It means Jesus. It means Christ. It means the son of God in glory. These are place of emergence of what is called sonship. So you could have seen the Son of God as Jesus, and you won't see the whole of salvation in him. Though it's in him, but it's it. So for the essence of making it known, God has revealed his Son, or God has spoken his Son. God has spoken in the last days. God has spoken to us by his Son. God is not speaking. God has spoken. God has spoken. Since he sent his son, he has spoken. He has shown salvation. Hallelujah. And so what we're doing this meeting is to see the God salvation, which is in a man called Christ. Hallelujah. You don't know how a man looks like until you see Christ. You don't know what it calls salvation until you see Christ. You can't look at yourself to see salvation. You have to see Christ. You have to see the Son of God to see salvation. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. So this morning, by the grace of God, you are welcome again into this adventure. Not of mental knowledge of the Son of God, but adventure of spiritual knowledge. Notice there's a knowledge that is just an informational knowledge. You hear it, you are informed about it. You can say it, but it's not in you. It means it's not experiential. If it's not experiential, you can't publish it. You only say what they have told you in the way they have said it, but you don't know it. Are we in the house, please? Everything in the Son of God can be experienced and must be experienced or should be experienced. And because it should be experienced, it must be experienced. Everything about that person called the Son of God can be experienced, should be experienced, and must be experienced. If it's not experienced, we are not saved. So there must be all life of internalizing this reality. That is why the Son of God has come and he has given to us what? An understanding that we may know him who is true. There's only one person that is true. So when you say you are learning truth, the truth is in a person. If you learn truth after the person, it's no more truth. It becomes a fact. Are we in the house, please? The way to learn truth is to learn truth in the person of his Son. And we are in his Son. We are in his Son. He came for an understanding that we may know him who is true. We are in him who is true. We are in his Son. And he defined that Son, Jesus Christ. It's not a religious thing. It's a spiritual experience. This is the true God and eternal life. So if God is salvation, then we need understanding to know him who is true. He used another word there, understanding, comprehension. He called it, that we may comprehend with all the saints. Comprehend. We come to a total knowledge with the common life that God defined for the saint. When God says saints, there's what God is seeing in the saint. You know that you can be a teacher. Not all saints are teachers. Are we in the house, please? You can be a prophet. Not all saints are prophets in the terms of prophets in terms of the five-fold ministry. So what God is seeing the saint is not that. It's not an evangelist. It's the Son of God. It's the Son of God who is not defined by those offices. Though he's the one who gave the offices. Praise God. So salvation is for everyone that believe. Even plus, including, sorry for the English, the pastor himself. We must all be saved. Publishing salvation is not for the fivefold ministry, it's for the saints. It's not fivefold ministry. When we get to salvation, it's a leveler. It's a leveler. To start with, in coming to the exchange today, when it comes to the place of receiving faith, all of that, you need men to speak to you. To develop hearing of faith, to build up faith, all of that, to journey to faith, to hope, you need message, not hearing. That's why God raised gifts. But when we come to peace, and we're going to journey to salvation, it's a leveler. We're going to run the race together. So it is God's people that will publish salvation. Amen. Praise God. If you look at the book of Romans chapter 10, Paul was teaching there. And he was talking about, whosoever call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Is that all right? Amen. Praise God. Are you there? For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? How shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? How shall they hear without a preacher? Are you there? And how shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace. Are you there? And bring glad tidings of good things, which is bring the glad tidings of good things is to publish salvation. So it's clear that the people must all, first of all, have heard to publish peace. Is that right? So these are the feats of those who are And majorly, he was talking primarily there about the apostolic ministry. Primarily, it's about the apostolic ministry. It's not easy to journey into peace without great help of trust from the apostolic message of those who are sent with the message of Christ. Message of Christ. Come on, say message of Christ. Say it again, please. Say it again, please. Say it again, please. Message of Christ as peace, or as the yesterday we heard Pastor Emeka talking about. I think Pastor Emeka was talking about Melchizedek, they call the King of Peace, which is first of all, is the first of all the King of Peace, which is actually the King of Salem. Okay, but he's the King of Righteousness, first of all. He's the King of Righteousness. Then after, also the King of Peace. The King of Righteousness, after that, the King of Peace, which is the King of Salem. That is this man called Melchizedek, before he became the priest of the Most High. So you can see the degree of his conquest. Or enthronement. He was enthroned over righteousness. Are we in the house, please? He was enthroned over righteousness. He was enthroned over. Then from there, he was able to move into peace. Into take righteousness. The effect of righteousness is peace. The impact of somebody who has mastered righteousness is that it comes to peace. Praise God. Are we in the house, please? So it means that the true apostolic ministry of Christ, it's not those who got us born again. It's not those who helped us to get healed. Amen. Are you with me here? It's not those who helped us to get healed in the body. It's not those who helped us to be in church. All of those are very important. Very essential. It's not those who build churches for us. There are those who are church planters who go to place and build churches. And when they build churches, people respond to them and come to the churches. That is not yet the apostolic mandate of those who are sent. Those who are sent are for this purpose. How would they preach except they be sent? So these are preachers, not just preachers. They are preachers by sending with the message of Christ, for the purpose of establishing or moving the saints to be enthroned in righteousness and to attain to peace. Yesterday, he was describing that peace. It's the peace, it's not the peace that the world giveth, or that the environment giveth, or that natural acquisition giveth. There's a peace or sense of actualization that a man has because he's succeeding naturally. Is that all right? Praise God. Amen. You know, also in school, we learn about hierarchy of needs. Is that right? You learn about Maslow's hierarchy of needs. What's the first one there on the base? Students, food, shelter, clothing, general needs like that. From there, you move up until you get to the place where what matters is not thinking about food anymore. It's about self-actualization. That's the peak. The man is not talking about how to eat. He wants to be a successful man. A man who can stand and he will be of relevance. And there are men who can make us like that. Though it's not safe, but he feels secure. But when you have self-actualization, you feel secure. Many things about your life you don't pray about anymore. Say that one, don't pray about it. Just go and do it. That one, don't pray about it. Go and do it. He is self-actualized. You have a sense of what to do, what he wants to do. And that's what the world arranged for every soul. That when you get there, you feel a sense of accomplishment. You know, some times ago in Nigeria, when things were not even as bad as this, There are a lot of young people at that time. Nigeria go survive. Africa go survive. My people go survive. Oh, Nigeria go survive. Lots of adventures into want to define a new nation. May I not go run? Oh, Nigeria go survive. But many of them, after some years, they have had access to move out. They check out and they never check back again. Because they moved to a place of self-actualization. They got a place where life now, wow. The old song disappeared in their head. Because it's man's salvation. It's what man wants to get that he doesn't know. Every man has tendency to want to go through this hierarchy. Every natural soul. That's why it's look as if when you're talking about this message, young people hear it more. Okay, see? You hardly see an old person like Nicodemus that came to Jesus by night. Why will he come to Jesus by night? Because there's nobody of that status that should come and meet Jesus. I mean, ruler of the Jew. To come and meet one man somewhere there is a man of dignity, a man of respect, a man who has attained to honor. But this man is not saved. This man is in debt. But among them, that man just knew that I need to meet this man. So he came to Jesus by night. It's not just the miracles Jesus was doing. The way he was doing it to him has never been seen. No man can do what you are doing this way except God is with this man, this person. And God just went straight to the matter. Don't discover what you are saying now. I didn't come for what you are saying now. What I came for is that you need to be born again. You need to begin a journey into another realm of life called salvation. Naturally, if you meet such person, you want to say, wow, you're welcome. We'll be waiting for you. You know, you need to also feel importance. Now, Jesus is consumed by what he came for. You can't dress him with all manner of all those accolades. Except a man be born again, he can see. There's a realm you should see. There's a realm you should come into. Forget about rulership in Israel. For you to really rule in the spirit, you should rule in the spirit. You should govern in the spirit. Man's dominion is in the spirit. It's not by natural acquisition and arrangement. And Jesus was amazed that you have attained to a rulership ministry, yet you don't even have inclination to this matter. What are you ruling Israel for? Because salvation belongs to the Jews. Jesus said, salvation is to the Jews. So how come you have, you have no, let's say you don't even, you can't explain further, no problem, but you have no inclination. So it is possible to attain to all of this status of recognition, even in church, without having inclination into this very original thing. You know how many years it took for the church to accept the new birth? How long it took the church to accept new birth? That is clear in scriptures. New birth. That you must be born again. The fight was for how many years? For Catholic charismatic, they took the fight to Rome. When they knew they were going to lose all these children, they have to just permit it. Not that they accept it. Permit it with a sense of killing it with time. They felt it would just die out. But it's not a thing of man. It's an agenda of God. And the same thing that pertains to our salvation, which is preservation of the spirit, soul, and body. Salvation is preservation of the spirit, not body, soul, spirit. It's spirit, soul, body. I pray your spirit. I pray your whole spirit. It amazes me when people say, man is not a spirit. It's a soul. I don't know. Do you know some people teach that in the body of Christ? You know that once You even, once you can't cite that, you have lost travel. You have lost your journey in salvation. Amen. It looks as it's one theological misbalance, but it's a major salvation. What do you call it? It's error. Because what Jesus brought is for spirit, soul, and body. That's the other. That's why the first parables were parables meant to establish that the man that God will save is a man that has three domains in which the dominion of God must take over. Jesus taught it, the apostle taught it, because if that is not understood, then we will not be saved. For example, why would I pray in the spirit? When I pray in the spirit, Mashkahata, Librahata, Maruta Asya, my mind is unfruitful. I'm not the one. My body is not the one saying it. It's my spirit that prayed. So if I cannot pray in the spirit and pray from the spirit, I have lost a major supply of God's power. So someone said, I don't believe in the Holy Ghost. I don't believe in speaking of tongues. It's not a biblical argument. It's that what Jesus Christ brought as salvation, you are not assessing it. So there are things that is not for theological argument that needs to be revealed. Jesus came to make them known so that it's not that we can argue them, that we may experience them. So the same way your spirit experiences peace, your soul must come to peace. That's why it says, and the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. And I pray God, your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless. So if people come from the body to us, they are our helper. But they are not men who are sent to publish salvation. You didn't hear what I said? There are people that God sent to help us until we are ready to receive publication. Do you know for how many years the church has been before God raised Paul? At the point, 5,000. At another point, 3,000. Ordinarily, as at that time, for 8,000 to congregate, that's a massive, any other sect will feel threatened. Judaism was shaking to its root. That even many of them who are the leaders of Judaism were changing. Yeah. Not only because they are born again. They are buying to the bigger side. Because nobody wants to lose his work. Amen? Praise God. Wants to know that the one message is not selling anymore. Is that what he's selling? You couldn't just go and just do. Start. What am I selling? That's what all man wants to do. Is it selling? Praise God. I went in the house, please. So you will see that for many years they were there. All they were doing is breaking bread, fellowshipping every day, and all around the apostles' doctrine. Is that all right? Which are basics of faith, fundamentals. It's not yet the tidings. They didn't have the tidings. They couldn't move into righteousness. They were only standing on the righteousness of Christ. But he that knew no sin was made sin, that we might be made. We might be made. So we are not made till we are born again. No, we have a stand of righteousness. We are to be made the righteousness of God in him. So it's a journey we have to make from when we got born again. That position of righteousness, we are to be made the righteousness of God in him. And church was going on, man. Offering was coming in. things were happening. Because in the midst of that, they ordained deacons in Acts, is it 7 or so? Ordained deacons, structured the church. Yet the church was not growing up. It was maintenance system. It was when there was murmuring and all of that. Okay, let's not leave what we're doing. Let's just do word and prayers. Let's get some guy here to maintain. So the church can go on maintenance service for 100 years. And every Sunday we're going to go to church. We'll have a service. We're going to come back. We're going to clap and dance. We are maintaining. Shout someone hallelujah. 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 Victory. We are not being saved. The fact that we are free from natural disasters does not mean we are saved. We pray. With no accident, nobody will die in this church. You see, God is wonderful. In the past 3 years, we have not lost a soul in this place. Is God not great? This is Zion. That's not Zion. It's not Zion. That's what we don't understand. Nobody is dead in this church for 2 years. People move around there and their business is booming. Wow. And our number is growing. Now we start with 2 branches. By now we have 100 branches all over the places. Wow. God is gracious. Amen. Amen. We have a sense of attainment. Sense of success. But we're not growing up. When we start to grow up, then we start to change our inner configuration. Not our outside configuration. Our inner configuration. I beseech you by the mercy of God that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God. It's your reasonable. It is your reasonable service. Your bodies, your vessels, from your spirit, soul, and body, preserved, rendered in a manner that is acceptable. So it means the job is to reconfigure us. That's the acceptability. That you be pleasing to God in your configuration. That's why I say, be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed. So when we begin to make advancement in righteousness, we experience justification. Justification means that being made right. Because the way we are wrong. When they place you and Jesus, we are wrong. To be made right is the reason why grace comes to us through righteousness. So it's when we journey to God by this way. It's true that in going through that, there will be a lot of interventions. Amen. Because we have not arrived at the place we're going. We need a lot of intervention. Many times the giver of the Spirit has to come to help us, to navigate us, to help our natural, to help our spiritual cause, all of that. But all of them is working towards us making progress towards God, towards peace. That they get them come to us, that they can know that now you have attained to peace. You have attained to peace. They must know that we get to a point in our life when we have attained to peace. If we are not perfect, but we are mature. It means that God can depend on that building for the next journey. So I want us to know that there's need for our hearts to be establishing these things, because in a few times from now, we don't know where you're going to be landing. And this cause of the gospel must be published everywhere. Must be published everywhere. How to know that we're making progress is, can you still have enough strength to keep publishing this message? Even when it seems as if there's nothing outside that look like improvement. That's the true test that you actually have received. Because it's easy, or it's good or easy for us when we use natural whatever to confirm. It's not shameful, right? There's no shame in that. When your walk in the spirit has corresponding natural result. You have a proof. Are we the host? You have a proof to show that this things of God is working. But when you don't have that proof, you need power. That's where power comes in. That's where divine power comes in. That's why you're going to see that power of God that does not just work on outside, but work within us. So you're going to see Paul say, I'm not ashamed of the gospel. It is the power of God unto. So the gospel I preach is power. Power that can move. I'm not ashamed. Nothing, there's nothing natural that will make me feel ashamed. So you're going to see their preachings. Go and see the epistles. You won't see their testimonies like Acts of the Apostle. Have you ever said that difference? You read Acts. You actually read a place in Acts and not see what something happened outside. Holy Ghost. And the people, the whole place were shaken. And the people were moved. And on and on. Anytime you feel you are low in the spirit and you read Acts, you feel like jumping. Come on. The power of God is alive. Amen. Are we in the house, please? If anybody says there's no Holy Ghost, when you read Acts, just one chapter there. Come on. Let's take this whole territory for God. But can you still take this whole territory for God when it's not working like Acts, but it's working like Epistle? When the major thing is that we know, now we see, we know. Go and check through all the epistles. We know. Knowing that. Can you imagine that? Not that we see, but we know. We know that all things work together for good. We know. That is knowledge that came by intercourse. What God revealed, we intercourse it in our inside. And there's nothing we see with this eye that can invalidate what we have seen. There's nothing. Let this old world pass away. That's one thing that amazes those government and leaders who want to destroy Christianity in their day. The more you destroy their world, the stronger they become. If people you have crossed today are sick tomorrow, they should be murmuring. All overnight by the consolation of the Holy Ghost. Something inside of them that's been worked will be revived. You see them coming with strength and power. What kind of people are this one? They torture them. They want to break their will. But they feel it is the will of man that is doing that. They didn't know it is the will of God, which is in the spirit. And you can't destroy the spirit. You can do anything to the body. You can't destroy the spirit. Salvation is in God. And God is a spirit. And it will bring this old work in. It will download them into our spirit. Our soul will know them. We will be sure of them. In the name of the Lord Jesus. And our feet will be established for this gospel. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. We will take the nations by our feet. He said to Joshua, anywhere where the sole of your feet will tread upon, that I have given to you. If your feet can get there, you have taken it. So we're not taking the nation because we don't have the feet that will take the nations. We have the mouth, we don't have the feet. We have the mouth, we don't have the feet. But that's where the tidings goes to. The tidings goes to beautify the feet. In these days we are in, we will see businessmen who have the feet of the gospel. Because we have pushed everything to our ministers. They have the job to kickstart it, but they don't have the job to perfect it.
We believe you've heard the voice of the Lord by virtue of the words that has come unto you. Why don't you make it a date with us in any of our meetings? You can join us on Wednesdays for special teaching with Reverend Busuyi Olabode by 5 p.m. and Sundays by 8 a.m. at Eternal Life Embassy, 175 Adeyemi College Road beside Mercyland Hospital, Ondo. For more information, please call 0806-509-8130 or 0703-395-8818 or visit our website www.fmli.org. Remain blessed.